Joined by James Orban, Olds Grizzlies fall 4-3 to the Camrose Kodiaks tonight. James, you guys got off to another good start here on a Saturday night in the first period. It took a lead to the locker room after one. You know, what did you think the difference was the rest of the way in this one tonight?
Yeah, I mean, past three games we've come out flying in the first, really been playing our systems well, following our game plan, and came out of the first with the lead. But unfortunately, we've just been getting in a bad position after the second and not really playing our game and really struggling in that second period and end up going into the third down a goal or two.
You know, you had a few days this week to work on that. You'll have a few more before Tuesday. You know, what do you want to see you guys do second and third periods?
I think we just got to hold our consistency a little more. We're doing a good job getting shots on net. We had a lot more on net than we usually have, but for sure, just keep playing our game in that second period, and we got to make sure to not let our energy stoop too low.
You had a chance to take on the Kodiaks for the second time this season, obviously the team that you guys faced in the playoffs last year. What have you seen from them through two games thus far?
They're a pretty good team. They definitely a pretty consistent team. I think maybe a little weaker than they were last year, but they're still holding their own and staying at the top of the league thus far this season.
You came in tonight with the second-ranked power play. Your power, or penalty kill, rather, your power play has been struggling a little bit there, but you get a power play goal in the first period tonight. What did you see from your power play that was able to give you some success against a tough penalty kill unit?
Yeah, that's huge. Just we've been struggling a little on the power play, so to get that, that's awesome. Just everyone was really playing their position, getting in their spots, you know, getting bodies out in front of the net, which enabled us to get that point shot and get a tip in. So that's really huge for our power play unit moving forward to get that one.
You tonight, I saw you a lot around the crease there. You wind up getting a couple assists in this one. You know, how important is it for your game to be, you know, in those tough areas right around the blue paint there?
Yeah, I'm really pushing myself every game to do the most I can. So that means getting in those dirty areas and really trying to dig out pucks out front and see if I could get one in, or if not, Ginter's there on the back door to get that rebound.
Yeah, so you had Ginter on one wing and Austin Holmes on the other tonight. How would you say that you guys fit together?
I think we're a really fast line. We definitely hold a lot of speed, so we've been using that to our advantage in the cycle and the ozone and really creating chances for each other.
This is your second chance here with the Olds Grizzlies after some time last year. You're going to be your first full season here in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. You know, how have you dealt with the off season to try and, you know, anticipate a real good rookie season here?
I train at Crash Conditioning down in Calgary. It's a very hockey-based training facility, so I make sure to go in there every day of the week and put in 100% of my effort, because I know the off season's huge in what you can produce in the regular season.